Race to the Frozen North by Katherine Johnson. Narrated by Akko Mitchell. Published by Barrington Stoke. Introduction. Matthew Henson was the first American to reach the North Pole. That was over 100 years ago, in 1909. The American government gave everyone who came home from that trip medals. They were heroes. Did I say everyone? Matthew did not get a medal like everyone else. He did not get a hero's welcome. In fact, for many years, some people didn't even believe what he'd done. Oh, he'd lived a long life, and an exciting one. He'd traveled the world and spoke many different languages. Matthew could drive a team of dogs across the ice, hunt wolves and seals, and make just about anything out of wood or metal. But when he came home to the land where he was born, the only work he could find was as a messenger boy or parking cars. He died poor. Only his family and a few others knew about his adventures. But 30 years after he had died, people began to talk about him. They knew the stories were true, and eventually, he was reburied in a hero's grave. They told his story and remembered his name. Nowadays, you'll find schools and colleges and even battleships named after him. Why was he forgotten and ignored for so many years? The reason was the color of his skin. Part 1. Running Away. Chapter 1.
I walked out of my stepmother's house not long after my 11th birthday. Truth was, I'd have left a whole lot sooner if she hadn't beaten me so hard I couldn't get out of bed for 3 whole days. My stepmother was called Nellie, and she hated me. She had this stick cut from a tree out by our small fields, black oak, I think it was. It was harder than hell, and had sharp points that cut into my skin. I don't know what I did to make her hate me so. All I know is that she never beat my sisters half as much as she beat me. It was always my fault. That last time it was because I filled up the bucket too full with water from the creek. It slopped over the floor in the kitchen. The stick came down hard on my back, arms, legs, again and again. It felt as if every bone in my body was breaking. You should have seen the bruises. My one good jacket got torn. I had to crawl back up the stairs to my bed, and I lay there shivering. It was winter time, and the heat from the fire downstairs only just made it up through the boards. I lay there and looked up at the ceiling. It hurt so bad. That was when I made my mind up to escape. The first time I crept downstairs when the house was dark and still, but my bare feet thumped too loud on the stairs and Nellie caught me. She shot out of her bedroom and yelled all sorts, thinking I was stealing food. As soon as I saw her reach for that stick of hers, I was back upstairs faster than a squirrel up a tree. I lay back down in bed with my heart hammering in my chest. I knew I couldn't stay. I had my mind set on the big city, Washington, D.C.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?